Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and today's show is on the frequency of things, the resonant frequency of things. Our intention is that you might find the natural frequency of things, instead of trying to transform things, to find their natural frequency. Before we get started, I'd like to tell you about a few things happening at the school. Tomorrow, if you're in the area, we have an open house from 1 to 6 at the Institute in San Francisco. We've got a lot of information and meditations we'll be doing throughout the day. You're welcome to come part of it or to the whole event as we'll go deeper and deeper throughout the day. Actually, some people have said, God, it's so long. And then they get there, and then it's like they don't want to leave. You know, after 5 hours, people just don't want to leave. Because we'll also put you on sound tables and sound chairs. You'll be humming for days after this event. So even if you're not interested in classes, you can come for the vibration part. We also have our sound healing certificate program starting at the Institute on September 4th. That's also the first semester of the associate degree. It's a few nights a week and some weekends. And if you're interested, you can call us at 415-777-2486 or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. We also have the same program online. You could actually start this Tuesday, or you could start September 6th. And that's a couple of nights a week, and then Saturdays and Saturday mornings, although it's Western time, San Francisco time. And you can also, if you can't make the classes, you can always watch the video, or you could watch videos of all the classes. I have people that just do the whole program that way. We also have the Sound Healing Audio Production Program, which is basic audio production for learning how to run Pro Tools, how to mix, how to work with all the effects, how to do producing, and also how to work with MIDI and such. And you can actually use any program. It doesn't have to be Pro Tools. We have that starting at the Institute on September 4th or online this Wednesday. So if you're interested, you can call us at 415-777-2486 or david@soundhealingcenter.com or go to soundhealingcenter.com for more information. We also have many treatments online. We can find your frequency and the best frequency for a crystal bowl for you. We can also find your soul frequency. We can do voice analysis. There's a lot of different treatments we can do online now, besides at the Institute as well. So we also do sell the crystal bowls and sound tables and such. Boy, I'm a little crispy. We just had an amazing event last night at the Grace Cathedral, the largest church in San Francisco. And it's just, the acoustics are just phenomenal. The reverb goes on for days, and it was really amazing. We had about 400 people, and people were just in bliss. They went into the zone. Many really spectacular, peaceful moments were had, where people were just really, really touched. It was really sweet, really sweet. We're planning on doing another one probably in about 6 months, and it was just quite amazing. So I'm kind of a little crispy, but also quite in the zone. So today, I wanted to talk about the resonant frequency of things. You know, when I was a physics major at UC Berkeley, they actually talk about the resonant frequency of different materials and different instruments and different notes and instruments And there are very specific laws of resonance that explain what the resonant frequency of something is. And the resonant frequency is really just the overall frequency that something prefers to vibrate at. And it will vibrate at that frequency unless it's being affected by another frequency around it. And in fact, what makes that thing what it is its resonant frequency. Different things have different resonant frequencies. Now, it's actually a little more complex, and I've talked about this on a few of the radio shows, but I want to get into a little more detail because, you know, the truth is most things, we're going to go through a whole list of things, are a combination of frequencies. So, you know, a cell is mostly one frequency, but an organ is made up of many different types of cells. Even things like air, fire, earth things, and water have many frequencies that make them up. Our food that we eat is a combination of many frequencies. Even our body, our whole body, is a combination of trillions of cells, 70 trillion cells. The liver has 500 functions. I mean, there's many, many things that have many, many frequencies that make it up. So the overall frequency of something is basically the key of the song of that overall thing. If you don't know anything about keys of song, it's the home note of that thing. The home note. Every song has a home note. In fact, when I'm speaking, I go to the home note on the last word. I go to the last, to the note that is, when you sing it or you hit it in any song, it's at rest. You are at rest. You go to a state of peace when you hit that home note. If you hit a note that's not the home note and you stop on that note, then you're waiting for something else. When you stop on that note, you're not at rest. But when you go and stop on the home note, which is that note, now you're at rest. And you feel at peace. So every thing, even when it's made up of multiple frequencies, has its own home note, its own main home note, and that is its overall resonant frequency. So, you know, if you look at the heart, we've got many frequencies in the heart. Probably, I mean, way more than I even know about. We have the frequencies that resonate in the chambers of the heart. So based on the size of the chambers in the heart, there is a specific frequency. In the two the four chambers, two of them are the same size, and the other two are a little bit different in size. So based on the size of those chambers, they will resonate, those two sets of frequencies will resonate at different frequencies based on the size of your heart, not how loving you are. How big your heart is, not how loving. Just the size of it. Right? So that's one frequency. Your heart has another frequency based on the material in the heart. Muscles resonate at a very specific frequency. I imagine even different types of muscles have a little bit different resonant frequency. But there's also neurons in the heart that have their own resonant frequency. I'm sure there's, you know, other materials in the heart that I'm not aware of that have their own resonant frequencies as well. And all the cells in the heart, the cells that make up the muscles, the cells that make up the neurons, they have their own specific resonant frequencies besides the overall resonant frequency of the materials. Now, technically, in reality, as much an illusion as that is, even a cell is made up of multiple frequencies. A cell's got so we've got the center of the cell, then we have the electron going around that. I'm really out of it. I can't even think of the name. Not neuron. Anyway, it'll come to me in a minute. So all of those parts, even the quarks inside the cells, have their own frequency because everything is vibrating. So the cell's going to have an overall home note, but it's made up of a combination of frequencies as well. And I imagine it keeps going. Of course, scientists have only gone another two or three steps down into the cell. But I wouldn't doubt it keeps going. Maybe not. Who knows? Okay. So the heart has many physical frequencies that make it up. But there's one overall frequency of the heart itself, which is a combination of all the other frequencies. It's like if you were to play all the notes of all the frequencies that make up the heart, there would be one home note that would be the home note of all of those frequencies in the heart, the cells, the materials, the spaces, and even the energy of love in the heart. So the heart has an overall frequency. Perhaps the energy of love is a different frequency than the overall frequency of the heart, but wouldn't that be cool if it's exactly the same? Now, that overall frequency of love around the heart. Now, this goes where it gets really interesting because, you know, we're not just talking about physical stuff. Emotions have frequencies. Thought forms have frequencies. Everything's a frequency. There is nothing in the universe that is not vibrating. So the question is now, is the love that's the energy around the heart, is the frequency of that different from the frequency of love in your system, of love for you, your love frequency? And is that different from universal love? Now, this is interesting. Now, if I had to guess, I would bet that they're all the same frequency, if it's a frequency at all. Let's talk about love for a second, and then we'll get back into the organs. It's really interesting when you look at it. You know, love, there's a lot of people that talk about 528 hertz, and it's a big thing these days. 528 hertz is the frequency of love. Resonate 528 hertz and you are in the zone. You are, you know, with you, I mean, you, you can connect to love. It unravels the DNA and such. Only problem is there's no proof around this. I've talked about this before. No. Although a lot of people are resonating 528 hertz, so it's there's a field out there now. And it's certainly not bad, 528 hertz. You know, you can bring love to any frequency, really. But, you know, when in the classes for the last 4 or 5 years, I've been testing everybody where I'll say, tune in to love. Let's do it. In fact, we can do it right now. Let's do it right now. Okay. Bring love into your heart. Now. Feel it completely in your heart. Resonate love in your heart as much as you can. Open your heart. Let it go. Let this feeling of love go through every cell in your body. Feel it throughout your body. Let it surround you, this warm, loving feeling. Now, if love, this frequency of love, if this feeling of love in your system had a frequency, get it going in your head. Go up, you might have to go up and down in frequency until you find, is it a high note, is it a low note, in between. Go up and down until you find a note that seems to match this feeling of love in your heart. And then make it out loud. It's nice to imagine and hear all those frequencies of love. Whatever note you came up with, if you're really connected to love, that's your frequency of love. Who can argue and say any different? Who can say that anything else is love? You just found it. Okay. This is what I get. But I'm not going to tell you that's the frequency of love. Goodness gracious. I mean, unless I had a big marketing plan put together, and I could make a lot of money. Oh, come on. No. You know, everybody has their own frequency of love. Now, it's interesting to think, wow, I wonder if that frequency is the actual frequency of the heart, of your heart. Maybe, I mean, I have no idea. I haven't even thought about this in detail, but maybe the frequency of love that you go to has to do with the size of your heart physically, not how much you love people, how loving you are. It's interesting when you really look at it that emotional frequency of love might very well, in fact, I would say definitely tied in some way, perhaps some musical interval, in relation to your physical heart. But the energy of love is somehow tied to the physical vibration of your overall heart. Interesting to think about. But then, what about universal love? What is its frequency? God, you know, it's really interesting to think about it. Actually, before we get into universal love, let's play a song called Heart. This is actually, this song actually has frequencies from a company called NutraEnergetics for the physical heart and the energy of the heart. Not necessarily of love, but of the heart. So, tune in to the overall energy and frequency of this song and see how it resonates with your heart. interesting. When you look at the heartbeat is actually a note. I haven't figured out what it is, but the actual bum-bum, bum-bum, that's an actual note. Besides, the time between the bump-bumps is another note. Bump-bump, bump-bump, that's another note. So even the actual rhythm of the heart is an actual frequency. It's just a slower, lower frequency, because every rhythm is technically just a slowed-down frequency. And every rhythm does have its own note. Every rhythm is an actual note. Now, it's interesting when you look at unconditional love. No, I think of unconditional love as a ray or a one frequency coming from source, whereas there are other frequencies that come from source, like wisdom or creativity. There are all different types. You could even say joy or compassion or gratitude. There's different frequencies that come out of source that are in alignment with source. And there's a full range of them, a whole rainbow of higher frequencies that are part of source. Whereas source or God is all frequencies. And last week or a couple of weeks ago, we did the whole class or whole radio show on oneness. And how oneness is really when you're connected to everything. But what's interesting, and this is what I'm still rolling over, you know, of course my mind wants to understand, but it wants to understand in a lot of ways just so we can figure out more portals into this mindless state of oneness and love. That's an interesting one, you know. I don't want to just learn about and figure things out so my mind is satisfied, although there is my ego kind of likes that part. I admit it. Okay, but there is the useful part of figuring things out is when you figure things out, you not only learn different portals into these states of no mind, states of oneness, states of non-duality, but you also learn how to not get trapped in these other states of duality and judgment and stress, and tension, and dead ends. So we can use the mind to really create flow and create endpoints that we then jump off into a whole other world. I always like to think of it as going out on a branch on the tree and using the mind to cut the branch off. So we're now free-floating. Okay. So anyway, within oneness, I've been thinking about this so much lately. It's just so interesting, so amazing that the frequency of love is throughout the energy of God and oneness. Everybody that I've talked to, including myself, I talk to myself sometimes, has gone, when they've gone into oneness, where they are one with everything in the universe, complete state of unity, they all say, including myself, that there's just this huge amount of unbelievable, unconditional, universal, divine love. Totally fulfilling. And that's interesting because, you know, a lot of people talk about the frequency of love as being the same as source. But I see the frequency of love as more of a frequency where source is everything. And that's what a lot of people talk about, because when you're one with everything, you are not any frequency. although you do get this warmth of a frequency that moves through your whole system that we call love. It's interesting. So I'm rolling this one over, you know, and looking at then, what is this frequency of love that is universal love in relation to the actual frequency, resonant frequency, physical resonant frequency of the heart? I should say physical resonant frequency. Because as Don, our moderator and head of BBS Radio, pointed out after one of my shows, we are love. Every single cell in our system is love. Every single part of our body is love. Every part of our system is love. Now, that's really interesting, okay? So now we've got the... It gets really complex, okay? We've got the frequency... Okay, let's look at the heart. We've got the frequency, or just the whole system. We've got the frequency of cells, the resonant frequency of cells, which can actually be measured. They've actually, in the book by Len McTaggart, they talk about finding the frequency of cells. And when you play that frequency to a cell, it triggers its metabolism. It makes it happy. Okay? It makes it happy. Now, also, but the cell, at the same time, is love. Okay. So it's got multiple frequencies. So the cell is love. But the kidneys are not the necessarily about love like the heart is about love. So the heart has a special extra love vibration going on. And it's really interesting then to look at, okay, are the cells of the heart, how does this universal love within the heart and the cells of the heart and all, is it actually a frequency? Okay. Now, I'm starting to think maybe not, okay? And I haven't lost you yet, check this out. You know, we can bring love to any frequency. And that makes me think, is love really a frequency? Or let me put it this way, is universal love really a frequency? Everything is a frequency, so we know it's a frequency, but maybe love is a chord. A bunch of frequencies. Maybe love is a timbre. Maybe love is a whole combination of frequencies. Because then we could bring that combination of frequencies and into any frequency, whether it be oh or we could bring love to any frequency. It would just be a specific combination of frequencies. Because different musical intervals do create states of consciousness. We know that most people use a musical third in love songs, or a minor sixth is used a lot in love songs. So maybe there's a combination of these musical intervals that creates the energy of love, which then can be brought to any frequency. Okay? God, you know, they just don't give us a manual. Now, out of all this frequency stuff, you might be thinking, who cares? What does it matter if you find the resonant frequency of something? Well, there's a few really helpful things things to do that are really healing or consciousness raising. When you find the resonant frequency of something. In the physical body, when you match the resonant frequency of something, the most basic thing that happens is you feed it energy. If if you match the resonant frequency of anything in the body, this is proven in physics as well, you simply are releasing stored energy that is in that resonant frequency, and you're sending frequencies into it, which are energy also. So in the most basic way, you're feeding it energy. Now, you're also massaging it. If you find the resonant frequency of your heart and make that sound, it's like an internal massage, and it's only going to be massaging your heart, which is really good for you. Massages are great. It loosens things up, causes more flow. But also, when you send a consistent frequency to something, like a vowel sound, you are overcoming the inconsistent frequencies that the noise around us creates, the cell phones, electricity that other people create, or even pains create inside our body. You're overcoming all those inconsistencies and creating consistency in that organ or part of the body or cell or whatever. Okay? So you got those three aspects. You're creating consistency, you're feeding it energy, you're also massaging it. Now, on a cell, if you match the resonant frequency of a cell and turn the volume up with both intensity and intention, you can explode the cell. We even have photographs of cancer cells being exploded, and many examples of people resonating cancer tumors and breaking them up. So if you turn up the volume on really small things, you can't explode an organ, of course, you can actually cause them to explode, which is really cool if you have, you know, a disease that you want to try and get rid of. Okay. So those are some of the positive aspects of learning or finding a resonant frequency in the body. Now, to find a resonant frequency in the ether, so to speak, like love or gratitude or compassion, well, when you find that frequency for you or the cosmos, because I still think there might be a general frequency for the cosmos, a specific frequency for the cosmos, whether it's our solar system or the universe or just our dimension, for compassion, gratitude, love, joy, things like that. Now, what's interesting is when people go to compassion, they normally go a lower note. Not always that low, but often people go lower. Okay, I'll do compassion. Whereas gratitude is often more a little higher. Love is often seems to be a little bit higher when people do it. Whereas joy is really high. So it seems that these higher emotions do have different frequencies. And when you find the one that works for you the best, you know, and you can do that just like we did love earlier. You resonate the emotion and then listen for its note. And whoever says gratitude is some note or love is some note, you just don't listen. You can go, okay, cool. But then just go to yours. Whatever you find for it and feels right is the best. That will create the strongest resonant field for you. Now, you can find resonant frequencies by doing a frequency sweep until you find it. Or you can just, once you get more sensitive, you just go to it. You go, oh, that's the frequency of that disease. That's the frequency of that pain. You just go right to it. Otherwise, when you're first starting, you can do a frequency sweep until you find it. If you're resonating a physical part of the body, you might feel it vibrating in the body, but smaller organs and cells, you're not going to feel those. So it's really best to just do it silently. Go up and down until you find it. Until you just get a chill, or you just get like a knowing that that seems like that's it. Or you just feel energy in that part of the body. And the more you do it, the more you practice, the better. And the better you get at it, at finding it. I've seen this over and over and over in the classes. People come in, they go, what are you talking about? How can I find any, like the frequency of my kidneys, you know, or the frequency of the pineal gland. And then by the end of the course, they're like, I know I've hit it, Dave. I know it. I can feel it. I get chills. It's like the whole energy. It's like, so when you practice, the more you practice, the more you get it. Of course, who knows for sure until we do scientific, but if you get it energetically, that's great. I mean, who can say it's wrong if you're feeling that energy? And even if you're off on the exact frequency, you're still getting the benefits of a consistent frequency, overcoming all the craziness of life that we deal with just through the day. Now, go ahead and resonate the energy of universal love. And I want to play the song Universal Love, Unconditional Love. And this song is totally about resonating that energy. So tune in to this song and open your heart to this frequency or timbre or just energy of universal love. You know, one of the most important resonant frequencies in us is our home note, that place where we go to peace. Different people call it different things in the field of sound healing. It's nice to just call it our resonant frequency, our overall resonant frequency. Some people call it the soul frequency. Jeffrey Thompson calls it the central processor frequency. Some people call it the signature frequency of your system. Whatever they call it, though, it is, I believe, the home note. It is the note that everything in your system is based on. So now we're talking 70 trillion cells, all the different organs, like trillions and trillions, hundreds of trillions of different frequencies, all tuned to one main note. And when you're healthy, everything, every note in your system is in harmony with that one main note. I don't think you're going to have very many dissonant chords going in your system in a healthy person. It just wouldn't make sense. So that frequency is a frequency that is also imbued with universal love, your soul. Your soul is filled with universal love. It is 100% a part of Source. But it is an individualistic frequency that is all your own. And it has all the information of all of your past lives in it as harmonics. So there are many frequencies within it, but its main note is where you are at home. And when you find someone that has that same home note, there's nice chemistry. And ultimately, I mean, you find like a soulmate, they're going to have that same note for sure. But God, twin flame. That's where you're the exact same soul note, and probably even other parts of your system are very similar as well. Maybe not. I don't really know, but it's really synchronous because you're coming from the same seed. So this soul note is really probably the most important resonant frequency in our system. I mean, we've got the resonant frequency of the soul. We've got the resonant frequency of our overall physical body. We've got the resonant frequency of our overall emotional body. We've got the resonant frequency of our overall mental body. And even the frequency of our spiritual body, not to mention the resonant frequency of our auras, of each aura, all of the seven different auras described by Barbara Brennan, and the resonant frequency of each chakra as well. We have the resonant frequency of every endocrine gland, resonant frequency of every organ, every muscle, every tendon, every ligament, every bone, every bit of blood, every cell. And then we have the resonant frequency of the soul. And they're all in harmony. Not only is every frequency in harmony, every rhythm is in harmony. And just like any self-regulating living system, if you don't screw with it, it heals itself. Just like the earth, if you don't screw with it, it heals itself. The only problem, there's a lot of things screwing with it. Pesticides, food, you know, toxins, and all the environmental stuff. Then all of the crazy energy in the astral field of fear and anxiety and such. So it does get screwed with a lot. But when you really tune into the whole symphony, it's already totally in harmony. So it's not like we need to go anywhere. We just need to resonate exactly what we are. The frequency of exactly what we are. And when every frequency is resonating as to where it's meant to be in our system, there's this incredible flow of energy that gets unleashed. It's exactly like the flow of energy of universal love, gratitude, compassion, joy, and the flow of energy that comes directly from Source. Not only comes, but Source that we are. We are that Source. So these are the resonant frequencies of the system. So set your intention to simply be in this natural healing frequency of your own soul and your own connection to Source. And let that natural healing flow of music and energy move through you and do its natural healing process. So let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Into the evening. Through rest of the weekend. Flowing, flowing, flowing. Love. Source. Soul. Through the week. Totally connected. Through the months ahead. Imagine years ahead. Totally in the flow.